Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're so glad to have you, you and you, wherever you might be. Trust in God. Amen. He's the man of standards. Amen. In the time and situation like this, amen. God knows everything. He sees everything. And he's the one that, amen, that say the things like this will happen. Amen. This program is being brought to you, amen, Jesus Christ International Ministries. You will find us on the website, www.jciministries.org. Father, we thank you right now, O God, for being all-knowing and all-seeing. And Lord, we thank you for the power that you have in your hand. And Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for your people. And we thank you, Lord, that you all-knowing and you know the world, you know the future. Oh, God, you even know the chaos that's happening today during this time, the first week in 2021 in January. Amen. We just trust in God. We just trust in God. Welcome again, you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend. Amen. The doctrine of truth is on the air. Amen. He loves us. He cares for us. And he's always there for you. We the scriptures, and the topic is not only concerning the end time, the things that's going to be happening in the end time that Jesus told us about that will be happen. And we should thank God for that. I thank God for that, Daddy. It's nothing happening that he doesn't know about. Amen. We should consider that and think not, oh, that these things will be happening in the world while they're happening. Amen. Should give you some comfort. If you go to him as a child of God, amen, and please commit your life to God. All you have to do is confess your sins, amen, and tell God you're godless, sorry about some of the things that you know you had done. Amen, and become his child. Find a Bible-believing church, amen, that believe the whole Bible, Genesis to Revelation, amen, and be baptized in water for a dedication and a removal, a sign to your soul and to others, and it's a complete turnaround in your life, amen, that God is with you. Jesus died for you. Jesus was baptized. He died on the cross for your sins. Amen. And he cared for you so much that he knew that you was not responsible for what was happening in this world. Amen. Just like an average child coming into this world, a baby, doesn't know color, doesn't know language, doesn't know who their parents are, don't know how to speak anything. Amen. And God takes us as that through his son Jesus Christ, amen, then he helps us to learn through the church in programs like this to learn your new life in Christ Jesus. Amen. We are in the book of Matthew, just a portion of scripture, because we're going to Joshua, the 9th chapter in the Old Testament. And also examine what Bible do you have. Amen. There are many Bibles out there, and we should always look at the mainstream Bibles that are there, like the King James Bible, King James Study Bible, amen, the Amplified Bible, the American Standard Bible, amen, the New International Bible, amen, those mainstream Bibles, amen, and get you a Bible dictionary, a concordance, amen, that you can look up words and run scriptures, amen, and you'll find as you begin to grow, you begin to grow more, amen, into the knowledge of God, into the knowledge. Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter and the 12th verse, knowledge is power. Amen. Knowledge is power. And money is power. Amen. But knowledge, amen, help us, amen, to strengthen us throughout all things. And we are always quoting Proverbs 27 and 17, that iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. Because of the fact that we come together, amen, on grassroots levels, amen, listening to you and you and you and you from different areas of the United States and the audience expressing their biblical experience, that we all can grow thereby. That's why Proverbs 27 and 17 say, iron sharpeneth iron. Amen. That and also Proverbs 24 and 6 say, multitude of counselors, there is safety. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So your testimony, my testimony, amen, and what you have learned, amen, what we call grassroots level, amen. Sometimes you might not know the scripture, you might not know, fully understand, but if you keep on living, like your young children, they begin to keep on living, they begin to grow in more understanding about the world, their family, their history, and to get more education from different classes, and different grade levels, amen. Then they grow into full adults. And the same thing with Christ. That's why you should read and study your Bible, amen. And you begin to grow in a more personal relationship with God. These are the times a personal relationship with God means more than money. Because now, you know, churches are closed down, jobs are closed down. And Jesus was saying, and quoting the book of Matthews, amen, the disciples had asked him in the 24th chapter of Matthew, they have asked him concerning the end time and the destruction of not only the temple in Jerusalem, but by the end time when he will return, the time that when he's going to return to his people and to the world. And we pick it up at the 4th verse, and Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no one deceive you, for many will come in my name, say, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear wars and rumors of wars. See that you be not troubled, for all things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdoms. And there shall be phantoms, pestilence, earthquakes in various places. And all these are the beginning of sorrow. We have missed sorrow in the land because of the pestilence, the dangers, amen, the riots, and the virus, amen, is in the world. And people now begin to wonder, those that have some biblical knowledge, about is this the end of the world? Is things are coming? But Jesus said that this is not the end. But people will have a little sorrow, amen, and disappointment in their lives. But here's one point we want to bring out, amen. Take heed that no one deceive you. Back up at the 5th verse of the 24th chapter of St. Matthew's, and I'm reading out of the King James Bible. For many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now deception comes in the book of Genesis, and amen, and back in the time when Adam and Eve and God in the Garden of Eden, and you hear all the time about the Garden of Eden, amen, what had happened, that there had caused all of us, amen, to pursue, once we come into the knowledge, to pursue God's Son, Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. And we want to look at deception and see, amen, how it works. And one of the authors and the beginner of the master of this is Satan. He brought this half lie, half truth. Amen. And what he did, notice here in the third chapter of Genesis, said, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has thou indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And notice at the first verse, it said at Genesis, the third chapter, he said, now the serpent was more cunning than any other beast of the field of the Lord and made. Amen. How? Amen. He is always, one scripture and one interpretation says the serpent was more, amen, he was not only cunning, but he was more crafty. He was more subtle. Amen. And that means he don't give you much time. Amen. Try to put you in a corner that you have to make a quick decision. This is what Jesus is saying here. Let's look at another scripture. Amen. And notice that the Matthew 24 and 23. If any man shall say unto you, lo, Christ, he is Christ, or there, believe it not. They're not going to give you much time. Have you been in a situation, amen, where people call, or they want you to make a quick decision. Amen. You don't have, we have to do it now, we have to do it tomorrow. Amen. No, but you know, you have in business, sometimes you got 3 days, 24 hours. But here's the point. First John, the Apostle John, discussing to the church, and all the Bible is written to believers for our learning, amen, to get history, amen. He was saying to all believers about the end time, about the called the Antichrist era, when it considered this time now, the world is looking at for a leader to come and solve all these problems. Notice here, 1 John 4. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Now notice what he says. Believe not everything. Proverbs says, amen, in 14:15 says, the simple believe everything, every word. But the prudent man look well to his going. Proverbs 14:15. Now those of you can always go back to our website, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Jesus Christ International Ministries and get this program again. If you missed the scriptures, we try to always give you scriptures and proof. Because notice here, 1 John 4 and 1, he said, but he said, try the spirit. Test the spirit. 1 John 4 and 1, beloved, believe not everything. Other words, I'm paraphrasing, believe not everything you hear that God is saying, God say this and God say that. And the enemy will use that. Amen. Teachers will use that to gain your confidence. They will say you, oh, God said this. God say that, and they want you to grasp real quickly and say, oh, okay, God said this, and it's okay. It's okay. The apostles say, try. Other words, give me time. Let me search it out. Give me the scripture. Give me information that I can make sure, amen, what you're saying, that this is of God. Let me give you an example also, as well as in Joshua, the 9th chapter, about making quick decisions. Amen. Sometimes we let our hair down. We use the expression because we know people, they're common to us. We know their background. We know their history. Amen. And they were like Eve came to Adam. Amen. And he didn't even think about it because of the fact that that's his wife. That's his wife. And he didn't know, amen, was really concerned, amen, that she had made a quick decision. Amen. And that the enemy was using part of the Bible. And that's what these occult groups, we discuss about occult groups. Amen. Groups that come straight out and say, Jesus is not God. He's not a savior. That God did not live in this world. Amen. And they quote different leaders' names that's dead and gone. Amen. But their name live on, but they can't save you or heal you. Amen. Or give you peace of mind. And he brought false doctrine and false information into her home and her husband, because he loved her so much. He knows she made a mistake. He knows she had problems. Amen. But he just overlooked it. That's what love does. Love cover mistakes. Love cover up problems. They look at the long run. They don't just look at the day and pick and argue over situation. Love overlook. And God overlook who we are, what we are now. But he's looking at, you know, he's coming back at those that say, Lord, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. You know, and he will forgive us. He will forgive us. Amen. Because there's no one under the world, in this world, have not sinned. Everybody have sinned and fell short. Amen. Everybody have sinned and fell short. Amen. Romans 3:10 and amen. And Romans 3:23. Amen. We all sinners. We all got a track record. Picking up in Joshua about deception and how deep it goes and things that it used. Amen. Notice in the book of Joshua, the 9th chapter. Amen. I'm going to read a little bit, and you pick it up in your Bibles. Amen. And go home and read it. Amen. And you get a chance wherever you might be at this time. Amen. You can go to your computers later on and pull up this broadcast. But watch this, Dave. Watch this now. This was the time when the king combined. Amen. It was a treaty with the Gibeonites. Amen. The kings combined against Israel, and the Gibeonites obtained a treaty through deception. Amen. With Israel. Notice this now in the Joshua, the 9th chapter. Read a little bit. Amen. It came to pass when the kings who were on the side of Jordan, in the hills and the lowlands and all the coast of the great sea toward Lebanon, the Hittites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites heard about it. And they gathered together to fight with Joshua and Israel with one accord. But when the inhabitants of Gibeon heard what Joshua had done to Jericho and Ai, they worked craftily and went and pretended to be ambassadors. Now, here's a deception. Here's a deception role. And they took old sacks on their donkeys, old wineskins torn and mended, old patches, sandals on their feet, and old garments of themselves, and all the bread of their provision was dried and molded. Now notice how they set themselves up, how they put on all old clothes and shoes and get all the old molded food and put it in their bags. And now here they come. They come into Joshua, the sixth verse. And they went to Joshua in the camp of Gilgal and said to him and to the men of Israel, "We have come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a covenant with us." Then the men of Israel said to the Hivites, "Perhaps you dwell among us. So how can we make a covenant with you?" But they said to Joshua, "We are your servants." And Joshua said to them, "Who are you? And where do you come from?" Now, he's examining them and asking them questions. And look, well, they presented themselves a picture to Joshua, amen, and presented himself a picture, amen, to Israel, the priests, and said, you know, we dwell among you. We are ambassadors. And they began to ask them, amen. Ninth verse, so they said to him, "From a very far country, your servants have come because of the name of the Lord your God. But we have heard of his fame and all that he had did in Egypt and all that he did to the two kings of the Amorites, so who were beyond Jordan." Amen. Now, they got their story together. They got their story together. Amen. They know a little history. Amen. They know about what God has done and that Israel has done. Amen. They have a little pitch there for them. Amen. The 11th verse says, "Therefore our elders and all inhabitants of the country spoke to us, saying, take provision with you for the journey and go meet them and say to them, we are your servants. Now therefore make a covenant with us." Amen. As they went on, amen, and then the men of Israel took some of the provision, but they did not ask counsel of the Lord. That's one of the main key here. Amen. Things can happen unto you. Situation can come unto you. Amen. But you should always have a little time to pray. Have a little time to pray. Amen. And seek God. If you got to make a decision, such as decisions concerning your whole life, maybe your health, your strength. Amen. Take time and talk to God about it. Amen. In the Proverbs, Joshua, the ninth chapter. Amen. The Gideonites made a treaty. Amen. And they, amen, Joshua and the elders, they took a word because they presented such a great deception to them. And they didn't really go into all of the research about who these men were and where they came from. Amen. They just looked at their clothes, looked at the bread, amen, and see how they was dressed, amen, and just took the little information that they said about, oh, we know, amen, who you were and what the wars you have won, amen, and they really didn't really dig into it, amen. They really didn't get down into it and really search them out and say, well, you know, let us pray about this, and we will make a decision with you, amen, and talk with you later. No, the elders went on. Amen. Notice here in the ninth chapter, amen, of Joshua the sixth, we're talking about deception. Those that's coming in, we're talking about deception. Amen. Stop. Don't make quick decisions. Don't make quick decisions. Amen. Take time. In these latter days, people want you to make quick decisions, amen, about your salvation. Amen. Sometimes it goes far as making quick decisions about what's going on in your life. Amen. To switch things. But they want to give you no time to pray. They want to give you no time, amen, to talk it over. Amen. And we are in these times today. We are in these times. Amen. Amen. And the 18th verse, amen. But the children of Israel did not attack them because the rulers of the congregation had sworn to them that the Lord of God of Israel and all the congregation complained against the rulers. And then all the rulers said to all the congregation, we have sworn to them by the Lord, the God of Israel, now therefore we may not touch them. This we will do to them, we will let them live, lest wrath come upon us because we have an oath we had sworn to them. Now these men have gotten so, they have did such a cunning job, amen. They have lied to Joshua and the elders, and the elders took what they said, looking at their clothes, looking at the little information they had presented to them, and they begged them, and they made a quick decision. They said, we're going to make an oath with you that we're not going to fight against you. You're a part of us. You're the family. And, but the congregation find out, say, wait a minute, these men live down the street. They not live close to us. They're part of our enemy. But the deception that came in, and they brought this in their livelihood. And after they found out, amen, that they were who they were, punished them in a way, but since they said this, they such an oath that nobody was going to attack you and whatever, and that's what they were seeking for. But it brings a thought today, amen. Those of you that, you know, we accept Christ as our Lord and Savior, and in these end times, the enemy is so crafty and smooth. But their conversation, they got a conversation about how Jesus died, how this the church should do this, how the world should do this. But yet and still, amen, they not really of you. And Paul said to the apostles who was talking, say, and Jews say, these men, they was not of us. Because they was not of us, they left from among us. Amen. Amen. When people come among you and say they love God and God told me to tell you this, amen, but you have to do this right now. Amen. No. Take a whole back and say, wait a minute. We need to pray. I need to pray about this situation, and I'll get back with you. I'm going to pray about this. I'm going to get back with you. I'm not going to rush the situation. Quick decisions. Quick decisions. Amen. In the latter days, Satan, that's his M.O. Amen. His DNA, the world say, well, that's his DNA, that's his M.O., whatever you want to call it. Amen. He's crafty. He's smooth. He always wanted, let's do it now. Why wait till later? Amen. You need to be this now. You need to do this now. They're holding you back. Oh, God wants you to do this. God wants you to do this. And Jesus said, when they come to you and saying that Jesus said, I am over here across town, don't go. Don't go. Oh, God told me this yesterday. Amen. And this right now, God say this. And Jesus said, hold on. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. Oh, the world is coming to pass because you see all this happening. Jesus said, hold on. Don't make no quick decisions. Don't make no quick decisions. Pray about it. Examine it. And they wanted. And the thing about the enemy, he always used half scriptures, half words. Amen. He defined the way he defined the word. Amen. 1 John 4, and we said, he said, believe not every spirit, but try. Amen. That means examine. Let me look into it, and I'll get back with you. Amen. You always, in this programming, you always see me take time to give you the scripture and tell you about different Bibles and how to research and how to find out. Amen. Because the truth was, Jesus said, the truth will make you free. Amen. Amen. You should know the truth. Amen. Amen. It'll help you. Amen. It'll give you more confidence. Amen. So quick decision is a part of this atmosphere. Amen. And people will say sometimes, well, you know, I should have known that it was going to be a hurricane. I should have left 2 days earlier. No, the Bible said it's going to be hurricanes. It's going to be earthquakes. Yes, it's going to be diseases. This is not only in your location, your town. It's all over the world. So if it's all over the world, then there's nothing you can do about it, amen, but be on God's side. It's going to happen to everybody. Oh, I'm not going to be a part of that. God, no, everybody go through trials and tribulations because it helps us to grow. It helps you to grow. When you make a mistake and you learn where that mistake comes from, didn't that help you to realize, well, you know, I can't make that mistake no more. I that was something I didn't realize. You know, somebody lied to me. They made it so smooth. Amen. They was there. Oh, I'm gonna be with you. And they pat you on the back. And time you sign the paper, amen, you can't get the phone call through. Always that your phone will be answered in the order in which it will be received. Pick up the next thing you know, oh, this line is out of order. Is not, what do you mean it's out of order? I just was there yesterday, yes, but it's not here today. Quick decisions. Jesus said, don't you run over here. Don't you run over there. Don't let you let that spirit of schism run you. Oh, God said, God said. God said he's coming back tomorrow. He's coming back tomorrow. Amen. If you cannot examine his decisions, amen. If you cannot examine, amen, step back and your mistakes, if you cannot examine, amen, it's always a push, 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 then you should rebuke that spirit. Rebuke that spirit. Amen. God is a God of peace and order and love and kindness. He's not going to rebuke you and push you above. Peter said, amen, God's not going to put no more on you that you can't bear. He's not going to put you out in the world, amen, without proper equipment, proper surroundings. If he do, he know that you can stand it. He knows that he's trying to prune off some things that you need to get rid of to be a qualified, amen, blessing not only to yourself but to him. Amen. God believe in, God's a good businessman. Amen. He made trees, and look at the trees, the seeds. Everything he made in the beginning of the time in the book of Genesis, first chapter, go back and read it. He's not making trees anymore. He already created trees. Trees and animals, all of them have seeds. All of them, he said, be fruitful and multiply. He want everything to grow. He want everything to grow. And seeds break off and go into the ground. Things break off and move on, but it grows. Amen. But it takes, some things take more time than others. Amen. But Jesus said, be careful about this teaching now. Be careful about this quick teaching, this fast growth. Amen. Be careful. Talk to him. In Joshua, the 9th chapter, amen. But to notice that the elders, amen, did not consult God. They did not consult God about the situation. Amen. And that's one thing you'll find, amen, in the history, not of the Old Testament, of all the patriarchs. They always prayed. Every situation brought about a prayer. Every situation brought about talking to God about a situation. They're never so confident, amen, and well-trained in themselves, amen, that they did not talk to God about it. They did not talk to God. They always prayed. They always talked to God. Amen. And the whole congregation, amen, the elders and the priests, say, y'all made a quick decision. These people lied to y'all. They made a lie that they was moving because they're trying to cover their tracks. And they find out, amen, that they were from a far country, that they were. Amen. So deception is more... It's a deeper lie. People can put on a front. They put on a badge, they had sandals, amen, they had slacks on, they had food that was perishing, molded food, and they showed them before the priests and Joshua, and they were looking at them, amen, and they saw all the things, I bet, their clothes looked, amen. That's a deception. People can dress up and put on, amen, deception. Really, what they was about. Amen. And then the message. Oh, we love God. We love God like you do. We know. Amen. That's a part of deception. Amen. So deception, people can put on the deception. Amen. It's deeper than just saying, I love Jesus. Amen. But really, they put on a big front. I know we always have the same. If you love the Lord, amen, show some signs. You got to be careful what signs. Amen. Joshua 9 tell you about, amen, these Gibeonites, amen, the 9th chapter. They got the bad shoes, bad clothes on. You can't tell a person by what they dress. Amen. How they dress all up. Amen. And what's in their heart comes out. Amen. But they put on a front. They put on their bad clothes, bad shoes, bad bread, food. Amen. And came up and said, oh, yeah, we know about the God of Israel. Amen. How they destroyed this and that. We are part of us. Amen. We'll be careful about that. Be careful about deception. Deception. Making quick answers. Quick decisions. Amen. So you know brothers and sisters, you know some brothers and sisters not accepting Christ, then you run into them 2 weeks from now, a week from now, and you say, oh, hello, yeah, we going to church. Yeah, I'm going down to church. What Bible you have? Oh, I don't have no Bible anymore. The place I go and say, you don't need a Bible. Amen. I say, wait a minute, what church is that? What Bible is that Bible? Oh, the Bible wasn't written yet. And we're just searching. You say, hold on now, hold on. Yeah, I already committed myself to that movement. Amen. They love God, and I'm committed myself. Say, hold on now, let me talk with you. I ain't got time. That spirit of pushing. Amen. And saying that you know good, you need to do this, you need to do this. You know, don't make quick decisions. Making quick decisions. Amen. We was looking at Proverbs, the 9th chapter. Amen. Go back and read it. Jesus said in the last days in the book of St. Luke, 21 chapter also, in the book of Mark, 13 chapter. Amen. Proverbs say that, amen, the simple believe everything, every word people say. God told me. No. 1 John 4th chapter 1 said, believe not every spirit, but try the spirit. Let me research it out, my friend. I'll get back with you, amen. Because what you're saying is too serious, amen. But I always like to run it. Let me meditate on it while. I'll get back with you. And if they don't want you to meditate on it, they don't want you to. Your mind keep pushing you to do something. And you don't have time to rest. Rebuke that spirit and see if it's of God. If it's of God, amen, then you can make sure and say, oh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. But try to have a little time to pray. Give a little time to pray. And if it's still on your conscience and your mind, it's good to protect you and your family, your home. Amen. It's okay. This is it. This is what I got to do. All right, we're going to open up the lines as always. This program is geared to hearing testimonies and comments, amen, on subjects, amen. And we can always go to the phone lines, 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. If you have a computer, you can go later on to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. And you can also find us on the website www.jciministries.org. Amen. You'll find us there. Amen. We're talking about, amen, there are many more episodes you can look up and research any time of the day, 7 days a week. Now we open up the line. You have a comment, a word to say, something you have found you want to share here. We believe in, we utilize the scripture, Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpening iron. Iron sharpening iron. Amen. So we believe in helping one another. We don't fight each other. We're just here giving testimony to help each other. Proverbs 24:6 says, a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Amen. In the last days concerning the Bible and the faith, people want you to make quick decisions about God, quick decisions about joining some faith movement, amen, without you searching out the leaders, without you searching out, amen, where and what they believe in, what Bible do they believe in. And Jesus said, when people say, oh, Jesus is over here, hey, don't run over there. It's good to have some people that you have known, and it's good for Christian brothers and sisters to get out and witness those that have the true Amen. If you know a brother and sister in Christ, your family member, neighbor, amen, give them a piece of paper. Let them see and talk to them about their faith, if it's possible. They see you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. They know if you're putting on a show or not. Amen. These Gideonites, amen, when they came to Israel and the elders, they dressed up like they was poor and run down. And amen, they put on raggedy clothes and they dressed up. They looked with deception. Amen. They came in talking deception. So deception, Jesus said, be not deceived. In these latter days, people dress up and want you to think that they are what they are not. Amen. They want you to think that they are Christians, but they are not. They want you to think that they follow you, but they are not. And they want you to make a quick move. Oh, you got to do this now. Oh, I should be doing this now. Oh, this is that now. No. Be careful. Be careful. The Bible said many times, watch as well as pray. Watch sometime. Watch people as well as pray. You learn a lot by watching. We can open up the face of the line. You can push one on your phone. Those of you that's coming in for the first time, what we do is call out your area code and your last four digits of your phone line if you want to make a comment. Amen. Just like talking to your friend. Amen. On the telephone line. Amen. But you don't hang up. Amen. If you finish, we won't call your name. You don't have to give your name. But you have something honest to say. Amen. Concerning. Amen. Don't be so quick by believing everything. 1 John 4th chapter say, believe not every spirit. Spirit is a man, woman, because we have spirits in us. When you see that in the Bible, and it's a small S, if you talk pertaining to man, and you see a capital S that's dealing with God, the Holy Spirit. Amen. But he said, believe not everybody, put it that way, to tell you something about God, the church, and the family. Pray about it and ask them, give you time that you analyze it. Amen. Press one on your phone. Amen. We went through Joshua. Phone lines is open. We were talking about Joshua and the elders. Amen. How they took this group of people in. Amen. And made a pledge with them, a treaty with them that it was not going to harm them and their families. And they was really their enemy. They were really the enemy. Amen. But the people found out about it. Congregation found out about it. Amen. That's why it's so important with elders. Amen. And pastors and bishops, they always go through a lot. Amen. And leadership, trying to find the right people to talk and assist them. Amen. Over their sheep. Over their sheep. Because the sheep will find out about it. The sheep will know. Amen. There's a wool among them. But if the sheep will know somebody lying. Amen. They just want to take over. Amen. People, the children will know. Amen. Mom and daddy. Amen. Amen. Made a mistake. Amen. Because things happening in the community and the family say, oh, that person lied. They're not that, mom and daddy. They're not that. And you have to, the Bible said, watch and pray. God can use anybody to bring the truth to you. Amen. These are the last days, the things that are happening during this time recording. Amen. These are the time of the Antichrist spirit. And you can see, amen. Amen. People believe anything. They just want to jump on, amen. They just want to jump on a purpose. It can be a lie. And you can see the day that's happening, amen, in this time of this broadcast, amen, 2021, first week, amen, of the year, and people just run after anything. So you got to be careful. Don't take a crowd and just run with the crowd. You better find out what the motives of that crowd is. Amen. And who instigating that motive? Amen. You need to find out, amen, who's involved. Amen. One person is powerful. One person is powerful. All right. Look like we have a caller at area code 954. The last four digits is 4485. 4485. God bless you. You're on the air. Amen. Like we.
Okay.
God bless you.
Yeah. As you were talking, it kind of came to me where the Bible in Philippians talks about that we ought to be careful for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplications that we make our requests be made known to God. So that's just kind of letting you know that we, you know, I know sometimes we get in a rush and we become anxious, and especially it's even worse when those start pressuring you, you know, to make certain decisions. You know, not giving, like you said, not giving you enough time to kind of think about it and pray about it. But, you know, the Bible talks about it. That we, even though those things may happen, that we ought to give space, you know, for prayer, that we can go to God and say, well, God, should I be making this choice or this decision right now? Or what should I do opposed to just, you know, reacting or acting upon, you know, what someone says? So that kind of came to mind where the scripture says to be careful for nothing. So we just have to always be watchful and prayerful about everything, especially those who are pressuring you to do something, you know, and not giving you an opportunity to pray about it. Thank you.
All right. God bless you. Man of God, that's right. We're still living here on earth, and we can't be pressured. We have a chance. Always pray. Amen. We're not losers, but we can make a mistake. Amen. Amen. We're talking about making quick decisions. Amen. Quick decisions. We're in the last days, and people want to pressure you about making decisions, not only about your faith. Don't want to say, God can do this, and God can do this, and God told me. Amen. But, you know, normal day of life. Amen. People can mislead you so many different ways. Amen. All right, you can push one on your phone. We'll let the phone lines now making quick decisions. That does not mean, amen, that you're still a Christian. Amen. You're still walking upright. You still love God. Amen. And if you make an honest decision, ask God, be prayerful. Always take time to pray. As you begin to read your Bible in the Old Testament, New Testament, amen. Always consult God. Press one on your phone. We are at the talking about quick decisions. And we were studying out Joshua, the 9th chapter. Amen. How deep deceptions can go. Amen. People can dress up to deceive you. They can take a part of your history, your background, the word to deceive you. Amen. The serpent, amen, he dressed up as Satan dressed up as a serpent in the garden. Amen. Deceived Eve. Eve didn't recognize that was Satan because he was dressed up. He used the animal. Amen. But the message also throwed her off. She used part of what God had said. That lets you know the enemy be watching and listening. Amen. On every situation. Amen. So take time and read the Bible. Take time, if possible, to give scriptures. Amen. Take time and find the right Bible. Amen. All right, you can press one on your phone. Again, we're almost at the end of our broadcast as well. Those of you always go back to your computers to blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. And you can pick up these episodes. Amen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Amen. blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. A Bishop Poole Doctrine of Truth. Amen. You also go to our website, www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can make the quick decisions. You can make situations. But, amen, that's why I love Romans 8 said that everything works together good for those that love the Lord. Amen. According to his purpose. Amen. God is there. And 1 John 1:9 said, if you confess your sin, it's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Amen. But every time you make a mistake, it's not that you willfully doing it. Amen. Sin is that you willfully knowing that you're going to do this and ask God, no, you just made a mistake. made a mistake. All right. Press one on your phone. We're talking about quick decisions. Amen. You might be buying a car, a house. Amen. An animal, a tree, or something. I know I went many years ago to buy a sea grape tree. Amen. And I went to the store in the forest department. Amen. I looked at a tree and I told the man, I'm looking for a sea grape tree. A small tree. I know what it looked like. I eat the sea grapes. Amen. And the man would say, well, here, yes, sir, here's a small sea grape tree. I said, no, that's not a sea grape tree. Oh, we had a flavorful conversation. And I said, well, you know what? It's so close. Yeah, it's a small tree. And I had that tree after 2 or 3 years. I said, this man lied to me. He lied to me. It was a sapodilla's tree. It brought a fruit, but it was looked more like a peach. Amen. Instead of sea grapes. So people can twist things and they can argue with you, but you should know that you are saved. You should know that you're a Christian. You should know within you. Amen. It's not by how you dress all up. These men and women dressed all up and put all their clothes on. Amen. To show Joshua and them that they came from a far country. Amen. And they had bad bread, worn out clothes, and food with moles on them. And then they just told them, they lied to them. And people around them in the congregation said, wait a minute, these are our enemy. And y'all made a league with these people. Amen. You can make a mistake. Proverbs talk about if you find out you make a mistake, go back and beg a person. Say, I'm sorry. I did wrong. I cannot continue in this. Amen. All right. This time of year, people get into vows. They're going to make a vow to God. Crowds and groups, like you see what's happening today. Amen. Falling groups, falling crowds, falling vows and following all kind of movements because people want to be involved in something. Why not Christianity? Why not Jesus Christ? Amen. Why not God? All right, we had another call at 561-5981.
561-5981. Yes. Good evening. We were really enjoying this message, y'all. Lesson on tonight, making quick decisions. And I really, truly believe that no decision that we make should be so quick that we shouldn't consult with Jesus Christ first, God himself. We must pray. There are a lot of times, even in marriages, that's how we get so caught up. And without praying and you know, whatever it is, we should pray to God. Let him help us make these decisions. I got to go back to marriages because sometimes you end up getting married. You marry this man and all woman. A year or two later, you didn't pray, you didn't ask God, you didn't seek God. Then you begin to say, Lord, what in the world did I do? Then you want to pray and ask God. But we must seek God first before we make these type of decisions. Amen.
All right, God bless you, man of God. Very well taken. Amen. And that's the enemy job sometimes. He pushes us and those spirits to get in our mind, and a lot of agitation happen and things like that happen. Amen. Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, at this time of the year, Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, talking about, amen, the 4th verse. He said, when you make a vow to God, do not delay to pay it, for he has no pleasure in fools. Pay what vow you vow. Better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Let not your mouth cause your flesh to sin and say before God that it was an error. Amen. You make an error, amen, situation now, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus now. 1 John 1:9 say, confess your sin. Be faithful and just. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. We get caught up in these crowds. See what these crowds have happened today. amen, get up in these crowds and just grab a cause because you don't have nothing to do. Keep your mind stirred up. Keep your mind searching. Lord, what can I do for you? Amen. Lord, what can I do to help somebody? Call somebody. Write somebody. He wants you to have a wonderful time in life. Amen. He just wants you to respect him. Amen. All right, we haven't left the earth now. We're still living here. We're still living here. So we, as we live and learn, you'll find out Jesus is still with us. All right, we're down to about, we'll take about one or two more callers. Amen. Probably about one caller because we're going to go into prayer. Amen. The first broadcast of the year 2021. Amen. Starting off by making quick decisions. Don't make quick decisions. It's a part of the Antichrist. He's subtle. He's quick and he's crafty. People will dress up in front of you. Amen. And talk nice and talk about your history. Tell you about God and all of this. But you have to examine and say, Lord, let me pray about this thing. And just tell him, I'll get back with you. Walk away and pray or say something. Amen. Make you put God in it. Put God in it. All right, we want to leave out anybody having a comment, thing to say quickly. Amen. And anything that you'd like to say. Amen. Concerning this 2021, God has blessed you. And I thank God for many of you coming back, being a part. And this year is going to be a great year for the men and women of God. He already has said it in his word. He's going to be with us even to the end of the world, even when there's no church, even when your health is kind of holding on, even when people turn their back on you, he's there. He's there. And all you do is call on him. Call on him. All right, we're prayer time. We're in prayer time now. We're going into prayer time. Amen. You can just press one on your phone. Amen. We got about a couple more minutes. We're going to go on to always want to have prayer. Amen. Prayer time. We're praying. 561-5981. Oh. Yes, go right ahead.
Yes, Heavenly Father, Father, we want to thank you again, oh Lord. We thank you for this new year that you bring us in. Father, we ask you, God, the decision we made last year, let us correct them this year in this 2021. Let us seek you first. And before we make you say, bless the radio listeners, bless the bishop, and just everyone, dear God. We just pray that this year will be the year of serving and loving you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. God bless you. Amen. Just trust in God. We want to make sure. All right. 954-4485. Right here.
Heavenly Father, God, we come before you humble as we know how, God. We just thank you for another day, another opportunity. God, we just thank you for life, health, and strength, Father, as we continue on in this new year, Father. We pray that you lead and guide us and direct us. Father God, we pray that not our will, but thy will be done, God, that you would cover us, protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, those things that are seen and not seen. God, we just thank you for everyone that's on the call. We pray for their families. May you just keep us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
God bless you this year. Amen. We got to put our trust in God. Amen. He's the one that's being with us. He never forsake us. He say he never leave us. Amen. That's important to anything because men can leave you. People can leave you. Amen. But God said, I never, never leave you. That's a strong statement. Amen. But as you live and go, you'll find that he keeps his word. And we thank God for it. God bless you this year. Amen. We're praying that you hold on. Hold on to him. He's not going to turn his back on you. God bless you. Till next time.